This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and James.
The Fray. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom. We have tickets for you.
What time?
7:20.
Thank you.
7:20 for your chance to win. They'll be here in August. All right. Your chance to win coming up at 7:20 for the Fray. It is April Fool's Day.
It is.
Just be on your toes. You just be careful out there.
Yeah, Spadilla, if you can look up, because I just saw something about that Meow Wolf is doing a really good April Fool's Day prank. So if you can look that up, I'll read it.
Are they?
Yeah, I guess... It actually looks kind of... Well, I won't give it away yet.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you doing one?
No. What are you looking at?
The Jeep.
Yeah, that's so dumb. I didn't get it.
What's going on?
I think you guys said something funny or something happened.
No.
No.
We didn't say anything.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Did you post?
No.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think somebody's trying.
Trying to joke back to us,
maybe,
you think?
Or maybe they saw a different Jeep.
All right, let me explain.
I don't even know.
On our Textnado, the people are texting in this morning that they want to buy Jamie's Jeep, that she's posted it for sale.
Yeah.
And they're just dumb offers, okay? Like eggs or something like that.
I figured just one of you schmucks did something.
No, we did nothing. Did we do anything?
I didn't do anything.
Look at you. You're such a bad actor.
I didn't do it.
Did you post your Jeep for sale?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just ignoring because it's like, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Well, it threw me off because I thought maybe you did.
No, I didn't do anything. I tried Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, but you ruined it.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And that's why I was hesitant to bring this up because I thought maybe you had something else going on there with an April Fool's joke.
I have no idea what that is. I'm just like, hey.
All right, I want to play this Ashley Sinclair and the Elon Musk story, okay?
Who's she?
She's the baby mama.
Oh, okay.
Of like his 14th kid
or something. Yeah, okay.
It was revealed yesterday that he gave her a $2.5 million down payment for the baby.
What do you mean a down payment for the baby? You can't buy children.
To take care of the baby.
Oh, okay.
He also says that he doesn't know... And he doesn't think that the baby is his.
Oh, all right.
He thinks that, but he won't take a paternity test because he said it really doesn't matter. That financially, he's going to take care of everything.
I know, but you want that guy's name on the birth certificate.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. In fact, he helped name the child. So you would think that at that point he thought that it was. I don't know. I have no idea. She got $2.5 million up front. She gets $500,000 a year.
Okay.
Till the kid becomes 18, I'm sure. And then a $40,000 New York City condo.
A month.
Oh, okay. Per month for the condo.
Ashley St. Clair, the woman who claims she is the mother of Elon Musk's 13th child, says she's been forced to sell her Tesla amid child support woes. The conservative influencer is seen handing over a $100,000 automobile outside her Manhattan apartment in a video posted by the Daily Mail March 31st. In the clip, Ashley tells the Daily Mail reporter, "I need to make up for the 60% cut that Elon made to our son's child support." When asked if she felt Musk was being vindictive towards her, St. Clair responds, "Well, that's his modus operandi when women speak out. You can check the stocks. I'm not the only one who was cleaning up after his messes." St. Clair says in the video that the last time she tried to speak to Musk was February 13th, but he did not respond.
Getting ugly.
Well, the thing is, here I'm going to take both of their sides. He's weird, okay? He's like an NBA basketball player now. Like, he's just kids everywhere.
Yeah.
He's not paying for it. So he's his own problem. But she had an agenda. And she admitted to her friend she had an agenda that she was going to get Elon Musk and she was going to have a kid with him.
Mm-hmm. So, she said that?
Yeah.
So that's been revealed.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was, yeah. She was on a mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wow. they both deserve each other, in my opinion.
Yeah. it's a weird situation.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
But she's so out there. I mean, and they post, I've got a couple that I saw yesterday, and they post, well, especially her, she really posts just like stuff that you shouldn't really be saying out loud.
Yeah.
That well, should be between mad. You and him.
Well, she's mad because it'd be like if you were a billionaire, right? And you only gave me $500,000 a year, I'd be mad.
Well, 2.5 up front.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we don't know if that's in payment plans or if it's cash right out of the pocket.
Yeah, well, they set a down payment, so I'm assuming that it was cash.
But
I don't know.
You still think you're going to live like on a yacht, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but do you really if there's like five other baby mamas?
When he's the richest man in the world, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you think you're set for life. Like, you think you're going to have the penthouse in Manhattan that's worth, you know, $100 million.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything for the rest of your life.
And you're going to have a private jet and all this because it doesn't cost him anything mentally. You know, it's like, yeah, whatever. Here's $100 million. Go away, bitch.
Oh, yeah. You can easily afford that. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. It's just a convoluted story.
It's weird. Crazy.
And then he comes out and says that, I'm not even sure that baby's mine.
Well, I think it's got to be humiliating as a man to know that you got entrapped and you didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
You know,
he's angry about that.
Yeah, you thought that she was really into you, right? Mm-hmm. And that you just had this little love affair. And then to read everything that she was saying to friends, that's got to kick you in the teeth. You know?
It's a soap opera.
It is a soap opera.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's not going to stop anytime soon because she's not going to let it and he's not going to let
it.
Neither one are going to give up on this. They're going to continue to fight back and forth on the platforms out there. And it's going to go on and on and on. You wait and see.
I feel like his true love was Amber Heard.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
I feel like he never got over her.
I agree with you.
You know? Like he just like loved her. Yeah. But she didn't try to entrap him. She was just like, dude, you're weird. I'm out.
She turned out to be kind of weird, too.
Well,
though.
She poops in people's beds.
Exactly.
They might be the perfect couple now. I don't know.
All right. It's floating around again. The Broncos in their new home. Looking for a new stadium.
In Saudi Aurora.
I don't know. You think they will do Aurora? Well, they named Aurora, and they named Lone Tree.
Yeah.
So, Jim Hooley, Fox 31, he's on it this morning.
Some comments coming over the weekend here from the CEO of the team, Greg Penner. You've heard that name before. He's fielded questions at the NFL owners meeting over the weekend. That's underway in Florida right now. Penner made it seem more likely than ever that the Broncos now are definitely in the market for a new home.
We want to create what's the best option for the next 40 or 50 years, not 10 or 20 years.
Now, as of this morning, there's no confirmation from either city that Penner mentioned, and those cities were Lone Tree and the city of Aurora. Mm. But Penner also went on to say that there is a possibility that they could renovate this place and maybe even put a dome or a retractable roof on Empower Field. So live down in Empower Field, I'm Jim Hooley.
They're not going to renovate.
You
They're moving.
What? You know what? Talking about like a guy that figured it out. That man married the daughter of Walmart.
Yeah.
That was a good move.
Yeah. Man. Well, you're right.
Yeah, that was a good move. Solid.
Yeah.
So you're Susie Walmart? Okay. Susie Walton? Okay.
You know, the closest I've ever come to being in that position where you actually went out with somebody that their parents were loaded, okay? Because I've never really had that in my life except for one time. I went out with this girl in Tennessee, in Nashville.
Yeah.
And she was the daughter of one of the Oak Ridge boys. That's the closest I've ever come. She was the daughter.
The one that talked like this right here. The one that sang bass. Mama sang bass. Mama sang bass.
She even talked like him, this. Too. He went like this. Hi, old silver. Away.
And that's exactly how his daughter sounded. But I would have married her. I would have. There was a lot of money at stake there. That was the closest I've ever come.
Missed opportunity.
That was it.
I'm so sad for you. Yep. You could have been a Oak Ridge. What would you be, son-in-law?
I'd be a son-in-law. Maybe I'd be like a stagehand or something. Test the microphones before the show.
Are there
check one, two, check, check?
Are there any Oak Ridge boys still alive? Remember, didn't they sing Elvira?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I don't remember. I think Richard Sturban maybe alive.
And did they sing Just a Swingin'? There's a little girl in my neighborhood. Her name is something something, and she's really looking good.
Is that Bobby Sue?
Yeah.
No, I think it's called Swinging.
All right, guys, we can move on.
We're looking into the family history right now.
Let's go back to the stadium.
That was my closest to marrying somebody.
Now, where's the stadium going to be?
And that was only one date. One date, okay? Oombapo.
Oombapo, mama. High on silver.
They are.
Away. Tonight, I'm going to take her to the something something cafe. I'm going to give her all the love that I can. Yes, I am.
I'm just telling you.
She's going to hoot and holler when I spend my last few dollar. Sorry. I know every word.
Mark my word.
I was like seven. My dad was so proud of me in the back seat of the car.
The Broncos wagon. Are going to be moving. They're not going to stay in the old
stadium.
The
very back of the station wagon.
Yeah. All right, I got you. Let's regroup. We'll be right back.
You know you want to hear it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also heard on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free, and you can get the podcast after our program. It's up there not long after the show, after 10 o'clock. And plus, you can take us anywhere you go. The Slacker Show, it's up there too, so go check it out. The Odyssey app. Today is April Fool's Day, so don't be fooled. Be on your toes, man, because people are going to try to pull crap on you.
Yeah, I guess somebody is trying to sell my Jeep or something. I wish I understood this joke. See, that's the problem with April Fool's Day. You have to like make it where people understand it.
Well, it's got to be more one-on-one. You know, it can't just be out in the universe somewhere where you just don't understand what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just doesn't really print, I think. You know?
No.
Kind of dumb, in fact.
Yeah, everybody's texting is your Jeep for sale. I'll give you eggs. And I'm like,
I don't get it.
And I want to laugh, but I can't.
Just doesn't make any sense. And it's all a different number.
I know. And I appreciate you guys that are in on whoever told you to do that and stuff and taking your time. But
Yeah.
Oh, my chair is
squeaky. You would think that you would get the heads up.
Or
to play along with it.
Or you'd even get where it's coming from.
I don't know.
All right, opening day is going to be on Friday. It's going to snow.
Oh, my God. Do you know what's going to happen on opening day?
What?
It's going to snow.
I know.
Listen to this. So I'm still on the parent group for my son in high school. Unfortunately, I cannot seem to get off of that thing. I even put, like, silence this or whatever, you know? And so one woman wrote, are the prom tickets refundable? It's going to snow. Because I guess this weekend they have their prom, right? And everybody's like, it snows every year at prom. Because I remember picking up the corsages or whatever, and there was so much snow. And they're like, it snows. It's Colorado. It snows during prom. And she's like, well, I don't want to pick up little Tina from the prom in the snow.
It's too dangerous. It snows into May.
I know.
We go through this every year. What's the problem? In fact, I think the Rockies had a game. The last I saw was 2020, maybe it was, that it snowed opening day.
Yeah.
So it happens quite often.
It does. And the thing is, they must be a newbie.
Must be.
Because they're like, oh my God, it's April and it's snowing?
Yeah. Got to be a newbie.
Yeah.
Because we just expect this kind of stuff. All right, opening day is Friday. The place is going to be sold out. There's no doubt. Even if it is snowing, it's going to be sold out. But it brings me to this. So yesterday, the president, he signed an executive order. And it was to stop scalping of tickets. That's why I bring this up, because the tickets being on sale for the Rockies home opener, okay? How are they going to do that? How are you going to stop that?
Part of the fun is meeting in a weird alley and buying these suckers. What he should have signed is something to stop Ticketmaster and the other ones with all those fees.
Well,
they are going to stop the bots from buying up all those tickets.
Oh, they are? Yes. Is that part of the bill?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, like just b- buying something on, what's the bar, right? Brooklyn's? Like, buying something off the street, I don't care.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you. All right, here's the story.
Meanwhile, President Trump tonight signing an executive order to protect exploitations of ticket reselling. Now, the president's signing an order alongside singer Kid Rock, a supporter of this move, and it now directs the Federal Trade Commission to review and ensure price transparency and also enforce better online ticket sales. This comes after the Department of Justice sued Ticketmaster's parent company last year to break up its monopoly. The company has faced scrutiny after bots purchased tickets at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and then resold them at a higher value. And that move left thousands of Swifties unable to purchase tickets.
Look, I'm all for it, but I don't know how you're going to stop it. Unless you shut down StubHub and people like that, because those tickets are jacked up.
Yeah, right? I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
Wouldn't you have
either.
To shut them down? I would think so.
I think my favorite is when I bought tickets. What was Orange County? Whoever was playing baseball in Orange County. Anyway, so I bought tickets in the parking lot, right, for Orange County. And we went up in the suite. We got suite tickets.
Yeah.
And it was another radio station.
They were scalping their tickets. That's hilarious.
So somebody like Schmidl went down in the parking lot, knew he could get some good money for the suite, right?
That's a great move.
It's a good move. Yeah.
Look,
solid.
If they can stop the bots from buying up all the tickets so that one conglomerate doesn't grab all the tickets, I'm all for that. But as far as you getting a pair of tickets, me getting a pair of tickets, and you wanting the tickets, and you're willing to pay double the price, I got no problem with that.
I've been reading about it. To my understanding, they're not going to directly stop the bots. What they're going to try and do is enforce tax codes on people who are reselling these tickets at like really high values so that they have to pay like really high taxes for the money that they're making.
Oh, kind of like what they did with the whole Venmo thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Where you finally have to pay taxes on
it. Yeah. They should stop the bots, though. The bots are number one. Yeah.
That's going to be a hard code to write.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah. Well,
It's out of our wheelhouse. It really is.
Speaking of tickets, what a seg, huh?
Yeah. You can go and scalp these while it's still legal.
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. It's the Fray, How to Save a Life. That is so loud in my ear. The 20th anniversary tour at Mission Ballroom. It's going to be in August, and if you are caller 19 right now, you can win a pair at 303-22-ALICE.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I got a text yesterday that I know only you, BJ, will be in tears about.
What's that?
Somebody that works here, somebody I adore. I think you like her too. She just texted me and asked me if I wanted any merch from the Masters because she's going.
Somebody that works here.
Yeah.
Text you yesterday.
Uh huh.
And they're going to Augusta to the Masters.
Yes. Yeah.
And why would you tell me that?
I know. I said, BJ's going to cry.
That's
when
a life
tell-
dream of mine.
I know
I'd
it
love
is.
To go to the Masters.
I know.
She's going.
Yes.
Her husband. I did like her. I did like her a lot, but I don't need any more.
Her and her husband. When are the Masters?
It's next weekend.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So her and her husband are going, and she said, do you want any merch? But you have to be specific because they only sell it there, I guess.
Yeah.
But here's what I told her. I said, thank you for the offer, but I said, I don't really want anything that says Masters because it makes me too sad if I wear a Masters shirt and everybody's like, oh my God, you went to the Masters? And I have to go, no, my friend did.
Exactly. You don't want to be
lame.
A poser.
Yeah, right?
Okay. You don't want to be a poser. I don't want to walk around with Masters gear on when I've never been.
Exactly.
I just don't like that look.
It's like those people that wore Hard Rock, you know, Cancun, and they never went there. They just got it at Goodwill.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. It's a poser.
Yep, right? It's like you never went to Cancun Hard Rock.
I can't do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My ex-husband used to wear a Ryder Cup sweater vest over his polo shirt.
Yes.
Don't get me started on that look. But anyway, and I was like, dude, you never even went to the Ryder Cup. So it's a nice sweater. Okay.
Yeah. It's not my game.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I stay
not.
True to character, man.
Well, the reason why I bring up the Masters, which is a big golf tournament, in case you don't know, because I know a lot of people don't follow golf. Anyway, the Masters is a gigantic golf tournament, and they get to win. I don't know who decided they should wear a green blazer. It's like What was that real estate company where everybody wore yellow jackets? What was that one? Remember a long time ago?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
Century?
I don't know.
Century 21?
They had like yellow, like mustard yellow jackets.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, well, this one, if you win, you get a lot of money and then you have to put on a green jacket. And I don't get it. Do you keep the green jacket?
Oh, yeah.
And where do you wear it?
To like, wherever you want.
To Walmart?
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
It was Century 21.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a dumb look, too.
I think that was my guess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was Century. It? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Century 21.
Nice job. You know your jackets, man.
Yeah, I do. I do. Because really I keep up with jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plaid's my favorite.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tiger Woods has announced, this is going to make you even more upset. He's playing in the Masters.
And she's going to see it.
Wow.
She's going to be there.
Oh my God. Oh, no. Yep.
This is remarkable that he's coming back here. He had surgery, like, what? Two months ago? No.
Maybe he
recently.
Three weeks ago?
Yeah. Tiger Woods has announced he is set to play at the Masters next week in a stunning post on social media. He might have been on painkillers.
When he made this announcement?
Yeah, you know how like people on painkillers get really bold?
Hold on. April Fool's?
Oh, yes. That's it. Yep, that's it. That's
you
it.
You think, though?
That is it. Yes, that's it. That is it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It just went off in
my head when you said what you said.
Because it's virtually impossible to come back and play at a level for the Masters after Achilles, after you hurt your Achilles, and you go into surgery 3 weeks ago, and then you come out today on April Fool's Day that you're going to play in the Masters?
Yeah.
I'm not falling for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I do. Oh, she's going to be so sad now.
I'm on to it.
She was really high going to the Masters. Now she's like, oh.
Jamie, if you and I are right, this news agency and all these news agencies have fallen for it.
I know.
They've all been duped.
But why would you do that to your fans?
It's April Fool's.
I know, but it seems kind of weird for him to do that.
No. I don't think so. I think that you pull whatever you can pull.
Yeah, that's a good one, by the way.
Yeah.
That one's a winner.
That's a good one.
That's way better than selling a
That's
Jeep.
Solid. That's
for
solid.
Sure.
Because everybody's ruled him out for the Masters. Everybody did. And for him to do it today, come on.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
It does. All right. Well, anyway, We both.
No, I think it's a good one, though. We continue to report it, but we tell them that.
No, but we can admit that at the beginning we were got until it just dawned on you.
Yes.
Yeah, we were.
Yes. I saw the article and I thought, wow, how in the hell is he going to pull that off? Because there's no way. There's no way he can play up to snuff for these for the tournament. It's the best in the world playing in the Masters.
I kind of feel bad for all the news agencies that are. I mean, at least we're just us, right? You know, but like Golf Weekly, Daily Mail, Time Magazine, People Magazine.
On this website I'm looking at, breaking news in big bold letters. Tiger Woods to play in the Masters. Do not be fooled.
Wow, that was crazy. I believed it. So did you.
I did?
Yep.
I printed out and gave it to you.
I know. And I read it like a fool I am.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry,
okay,
JB. I should have caught on to this.
I didn't look at it until you finally went ding.
But nobody else is saying what we're saying.
Yeah.
That it's a joke.
Miley Cyrus's new album should be a joke. I'm kidding. But she did do some spoken word. And I want you guys to hear the first thing. Here's the deal. When she starts talking like this, just yell out, Vogue, 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 Vogue. Because remember, Madonna did the same thing. She was talking in hers. And then she would say Vogue or something.
Yeah.
So here is Miley Cyrus with a little sample of her new album.
Like when following an image from a train.
Vogue.
Your eyes can keep the passing landscapes from being swallowed into endless distance. Like when holding a fistful of ashes. Can't save the things that have already been dissolved into air.
That's going to be a great song right there. That is my favorite.
Can't wait to hear it. Yeah.
Does she sing during that song, or that's all they released?
That's all she. That was her little eggs that she dropped. Yeah. They said, what are you doing? A lot of people are like irritated about that one. But however, she dropped another little sample of another song. And I actually like it, but people are calling it an 80s Broadway musical. Here it is.
Tell me something beautiful.
Expect us to play that 8,000 times.
That's pretty good, though.
It is good. I like it. I like it. All right. Hooters. Oh, another sad story for you.
I know.
My gosh.
Well, it's not totally sad.
That they filed for bankruptcy?
No. Okay. They're going to remain open.
Oh,
everything's going to remain open. They're just going to sell it off to franchisees.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. Good.
So that people could go out, and if I wanted the one down here, for example, I'd have to put it in a bid with some people, you know, and buy that one and...
Okay.
But they're going to keep them open.
A buyer group is backed by some of Hooters' original founders, and it says it's going to take Hooters back to its roots.
Yeah.
So they're finally going to get hot chicks again?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off, okay?
You know my friend Holly? She was a Hooters chick on Colorado.
She was?
Uh-huh. Yep, she had those orange pantyhose.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're hanging in her museum.
Yeah. I need to go there sometime to the Hooters Museum.
It's
in Clearwater, Florida.
It's nice. Yeah, a bunch of girls, different size, just orange pantyhose when you walk in.
There's a top, a crop top collection.
Yeah,
that's out of this world.
Yeah, it's nice. And those little satin short shorts.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Some have wing stains on them. Yeah, it's the OG, man.
Yeah, those were the days.
I'm just gonna put this here. I just feel like some of the Hooters girls have gotten a little beefier. You know, too many wings.
Well, they kind of went through a phase there.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all right, you're the Hooters expert.
Well, there was that whole Me Too movement, you know, and the DEI thing where you had to go out, you had to hire, you had to. And they went through that phase there for a while. Uh-huh. But they seem to have cut it back just a bit.
Oh, okay.
They seem to have gone back to the OG girls. Mm. And I know the last time I went, I requested on the air, they bring in the A-team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I showed up, the general manager or the regional manager was there.
Okay.
And he said he called in the A-team and Jamie. It was the 18th.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. You know where you're not going to get that is in Texas. They just came out with the heaviest towns, and this little town in Texas is the most obese. I mean, can you imagine what that Hooters looks like?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
In the country. I forgot the name of it.
McAllen. Yeah.
It's in Texas, and they ranked number one. I wonder if they put that on their sign, Welcome to McAllen.
Yeah, do they get like a little decal that they can put on all the restaurants and everything like that?
Yeah, world's fattest town.
I don't know, but I think if you have that crown, you got to boast about it, right?
Right, yeah. Because ours is Colorful Colorado when you leave town, right? Mm-hmm. Or when you enter the state, Colorful Colorado. So theirs would be like Beefy Texas.
Beefy.
Beefy.
Beefy. Change the name of the town to Beefy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Jamie, it makes me sad that you comment on everybody's weight. I didn't. It's actually a poll that came out. Who's that from?
I think they meant the Hooters store.
Oh, well, they got a little chunky.
Fat girls. It's from Wallet Hub.
Yeah.
See, look at Wallet Hub. You go right them. Okay?
Wallet Hub does all the stuff.
No, it's the Hooters store.
I know, but she should go to Wallet Hub because they did the top 10 list. I didn't do no top 10 list.
No.
What was that? All of a sudden, who am I? I don't know. All right, this is sad, and I hate to do this to you because we're just chuckling about fat people. Yankees legend Brett Gardner's sons, his cause of death has been revealed that it was carbon monoxide. This is so awful.
I'm getting scared. These places that you go out of the country for vacation, there's too many of these carbon monoxide poisonings going on.
It's such a horrible story.
We had three girls that were down in Belize, I think it was. Weren't they in Belize last week? And they all three died in a room because of the poisoning.
He was only 14 years old. I mean, it just, this breaks my heart for this family. And he was, his dad was a Yankee legend, Brett Gardner. They went, you know, just on a nice spring break to Costa Rica. Wow. And all of a sudden he passed away. I guess there was another room, like a supply room with the engineering stuff, you know, for the pool and all that stuff. And it was leaking.
Oh,
and so he passed away. It's awful. So the only thing my recommendation would be is to get those plug-ins. You know what adapter you need, but and plug in those carbon monoxide detectors. You know,
even having those detectors, I often, in my head, and it's just in my head, but I often think, what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't detect? Oh, no, you know, and a lot of these are happening in these foreign countries.
I guess your only chance would be have all the windows open.
I guess.
You know? You'd still be a little groggy.
Yeah.
If it's that big of a leak.
Yeah. That's a terrible story, though.
It's awful. Yeah. It's just awful.
And they've questioned how this could have happened. You know, food poisoning first. And they said the medication they gave him for the food poisoning, an allergic reaction. Now they've come down to, after the autopsy, they're saying that it was carbon monoxide.
And then finally, this would be... Wow.
Whoa, sorry. Sorry, my arm, I flinched and I hit the button.
Spasm.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I can't hear anything now.
I'm having tremors.
Tremors. I thought you had Russell's leg syndrome.
Yeah, well, my leg hit it.
And then finally, please tell me this wouldn't be a deal breaker if you saw a guy doing this. It says more adults than ever before, including men, are sleeping with stuffed animals.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, no.
Oh. What?
Oh, no. You sleep with a stuffed animal?
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Is that a yes?
Yes.
What?
It's a Squishmallow Sonic.
A Squishmallow?
Yeah.
My daughter sleeps with Squishmallows. She loves them.
They're cuddly, man.
That's what makes him creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to take all the Squishmallows out of her room right now. You are never sleeping with a Squishmallow ever again.
Are you, do you have a name for it?
I just call it Sonic because that's what it is. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
What do you mean, all right? You're just passing over it like
that? How are you? What?
Are you okay with this? Really?
I know how weird he is. I'm not surprised at all.
I'm creeped out for Carson, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
My daughter loves Squishmallows.
I know.
You just ruined a brand.
I love it, man. Yeah. I don't know what's so weird about it. She just said that a bunch of adults do it. Come on, man.
I mean, I guess you are part of the stats.
Yeah.
Wow, that girlfriend of yours is lucky. Is she still around?
Sally? Sonic sleep in the middle of you two?
No, I cuddle with him, and then she big spoons. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody actually spoons you?
I told you he's creepy.
All right, there you go. Tell me, Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Got rain mixed with snow in the forecast for later this afternoon into tonight. Now, Amazon announced early this morning that Prime Days this year will not be 2 days, but 4 days.
But is that April Fool's?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm like, over.
I'm on my toes today.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jamie. Yeah. Everything I'm seeing, that red flag is going up of April Fool's. I don't. If it is an April Fool's joke, it's dumb. Dumb joke because we don't really want 4 days. Nobody wants 4 days.
But they announced it 2 days ago.
Yeah, so but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, people start announcing these April Fool's things way early now.
Yeah.
Who you know
knows?
What I mean?
Who knows?
So who knows? But Prime, I guess they're saying that it's an anniversary year. I don't know if it's 10-year anniversary of Amazon Prime or...
Well, here
it's
is...
It's 10.
10? Yeah. Is it 10 years?
Here is what Meow Wolf is doing. I got the audio. Meow Wolf is on that bandwagon of April Fool's Day jokes that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And people fell in love with this idea, actually. It was like a monthly, you know, a Meow Wolf of the Month box that you would get.
So they started it out as a joke?
No.
As an April Fool's joke?
It is a joke.
Oh, it is a joke.
It is a joke, but everybody was so excited because it was weird. Here, just listen to the audio. Number three.
You bored? Here at Meow Wolf's global headquarters, we ask that same question. Do you ever wonder, when's a Meow Wolf coming to my city? Why don't they like us? Well, we wonder about that too. It's time for Meow Wolf's creativity Creativity is a subscription service by Meow Wolf, where every month we send you Primo Discard from the Meow Wolf headquarters. Now you can assemble your own immersive worlds. You know, it's just like Meow Wolf with, you know, no budget and less safety restrictions. Creativity, it comes in small and it comes in other. You better subscribe now because these boxes, they're going fast. Creativity, because art is just trash.
So let me just give you context. So they're crates, right? And so it's called Creativity. And so they're going to send you Meow Wolf in a box every month because so many cities don't have Meow. I think they're Santa Fe, Denver, and like one or two more. So they're pretty sparse, right? We're lucky to have it here. And so it's Creativity. And it has things like you could slide on a banana peel and just all kinds of just dumb stuff. Yeah. Right? You know, the handshake with the buzzer? Bzzz,
yeah.
All that stuff. So you can make your own world. Huh. And people were signing up for it because it had a legit, like, thing that you sign up for.
Right.
And a place for a credit card and everything. So people really got excited that it was going to be a thing.
Hmm.
But then after they put in, you know, like, two digits of their credit card, it said then, April Fool's.
Yeah, April Fool.
Yeah.
Wow. Be on your toes, folks.
I know, right?
Be on your toes.
It's pretty good, though.
A lot of people have been duped thinking that this Friday is opening day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they put it out there?
People have been promoting that it's opening day for the Rockies on Friday.
Yeah.
But they don't realize it's a big April Fool's joke.
You know, one of our friends called it his Super Bowl today. He loves it so much.
Uh-huh.
I hate it. I hate April Fool's Day.
Me too.
It's annoying to me.
Yeah, me too. Because, you know how many people are going to show up downtown thinking that they're going to play on Friday at Coors Field?
Wait, this Friday. It is Friday.
It's an April Fool's joke. They're not playing.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.